You say, well, you don't need a phone in church. Well, I had my Bible on it. No. I don't know where it is. I'll have to use a different. See if I left it in my room. What are you guys doing? Have a seat. Have a seat. Leanne, how much sleep did you get last night? All right. I want to show you something really cool. First of all, Mr. Bob, stand up. Or he's raising his hand. See that guy on the back? He raises his own very back. He made this for me not too long ago. And I like to do woodworking. And I don't think I could do that without making a complete mess. And I'm very appreciative of it. And then we're moving our offices down here. And it'll be one of the things in my office. But when I looked at this, I thought, you know, that used to be just a board, I guess. And I thought about it. I thought, you know, I would have looked at this board, and the last thing I would have thought about is making it into a picture of Jesus. I would have looked at it and thought, that's a board. And that would have been all I probably thought. But you know, the interesting thing in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, it says God created the heavens and the earth, and He created the entire world that you and I see. He created animals, He created the fish, and He created you and me. And the Bible tells us in Genesis 1 verse 18, I think it is, that you and I are created in the image of God. And what that means is you and I have the ability to create things. Mr. Bob created from a piece of wood a picture of Jesus. Some people on a piece of canvas paper will paint a picture and create a picture. And the thing that I want you to understand is that because God is a creator, and He created you, thank you, Greg. He created you in His image. You have the ability to create. How many of you like to draw? Anybody like to draw? See, I don't. But I'm always impressed by people who like to draw or color or paint. How many of you have ever made something like with wood or Braxton, you? What did you make?
Me and Grayson made a little fort.
Cool, made a fort. Those, you did that because you're created in the image of God. And as Christians, we have the ability to create. And it's a wonderful thing. So my challenge to you is when you see a piece of wood or when you see a piece of paper, it's okay to just create something. You know, one of the things I want to learn how to do is how to do pottery. I really would love to create pots or cups because it's just a neat thing to me. And so the thing that I'm thankful for is you guys, because you're made in the image of God, you can create things. And that's a cool thing that you get from your Heavenly Father. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that they'd be creative with their lives and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.